The Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, or DABC, has what Allison Butts of the Historic Park City Alliance calls a new interpretation of code that's causing it to question the dining decks as well as Savor the Summit, the popular annual summer event in which one long dinner table runs down Main Street.
And their main concern is with the dining decks. And again, the decks are placed in the public parking. And so the sidewalk remains open for public use. The city uses an encroachment permit for the placement of the decks. The deck owners do pay a small fee to be able to have them there during the year. But when you're sitting on the deck and you order a cocktail or you order a glass of wine, they prepare that inside the building. They walk across the public way onto the dining deck with that, and that's a concern from the DABC.
The 9 or so dining decks on Main Street are set to be erected in the next month. That is, if the new interpretation ends up allowing alcohol to be served. But says the city is doing its part to rally for the restaurants.
From my understanding, the planning department as well as the city were able to show that all of these decks received prior approval and appropriate approval through the DABC. And so there's a hearing this morning, but it is our understanding that this hearing is going to allow the continued use of the decks as well as the allowed consumption of alcohol on the decks as well. And so it's just, I think there's some new interpretations that they're trying to kind of feel out. And as well, the city is trying to do their best as far as maintaining what's already been approved.
She says this is not just a Park City issue, which is good for Park City. Dining decks, she says, are common in Utah.
That's the big piece, is it impacts kind of the entire state. And if you go down to Salt Lake, especially in the area where they've had significant redevelopment, there are many outdoor dining areas where they're adjacent to the sidewalk and a server would need to cross the public way. So this is not just a Park City issue, which I think is a good thing for us. It's a larger, a broader issue, and I think the DABC is beginning to understand that.
Another concern, she says, is the Savor the Summit, when the entire length of the middle of Main Street, even further from the restaurants, morphs into an outdoor dining room complete with libations.
Everyone's desire from the event organizers, the HPCA, and the city is to be able to have the event run as it has in the past. There may be some behind-the-scenes changes that the public would not see as far as who applies for what license, but the city as well as the Restaurant Association are working hard so that whatever the guests see, it will be the same as they've had in previous years.
That's Allison Butts of the Historic Main Street Alliance. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.